We all know what happened to Icarus. He flew too close to the sun, his wax wings melted, and he plummeted to his death. Every cautionary tale, every warning against ambition, every be realistic speech references this ancient story. But here's what almost everyone forgets. Daedalus gave his son two warnings, not one. Don't fly too high, yes, but also don't fly too low, where the sea's dampness would destroy his wings just as surely. We've spent generations obsessing over the dangers of soaring while completely ignoring the equal peril of staying too close to the waves. This forgotten half of the myth reveals something profound about our current moment. Playing it safe has become the riskiest choice of all. Forget galleries and symphonies. Art is generous work that might not succeed. Work requiring emotional vulnerability and creating genuine connection. That doctor who truly listens? Artist. The customer service rep solving problems with empathy? Artist. You sharing that unconsidered idea in a meeting? You're making art. The industrial age rewarded fitting in and being replaceable. Now, quality and competence are baseline, the minimum expected. What's scarce and valuable is trust, surprise, and human connection. These don't come from procedures. They come from risks. Consider pink slime, boneless lean beef trimmings treated with ammonium hydroxide, saving producers 2 cents per burger. Technically safe, perfectly efficient, completely optimized. When people learned the story, they revolted. The 2 cent savings wasn't worth what they'd have to tell themselves about what they were eating. That's when industrial thinking hit its limit. We're done with worker-proof systems that remove humanity from everything we touch. The industrial economy, which valued physical labor, tangible goods, and following instructions, has been replaced by a connection economy that rewards emotional labor, meaningful relationships, innovation, and the courage to stand out. The old economy's scarcity was physical: raw materials, manufacturing capacity, distribution networks. Today's scarcity is the willingness to do emotional labor, to dig deep, connect authentically, risk rejection, and say, "I made this." Unlike physical labor, emotional labor scales infinitely. Your ideas spread, your connections multiply, your reputation compounds. Even simple transactions have transformed. A cookie isn't just sugar and flour. It's a Girl Scout's entrepreneurial journey or an artisan's gluten-free innovation. But real connection isn't about follower counts. It's about being missed when you're gone. It requires vulnerability and genuine partnership. This abundance of choice creates two races: the race to the bottom, delivering more for less, and the race to the top, delivering more for more. Only one is worth winning. Your comfort zone and safety zone once aligned perfectly. Evolution gave us reliable instincts about when to push forward or retreat, but the digital revolution shattered that alignment. The safety zone moved dramatically while our comfort zone stayed put, clinging to outdated notions. Traditional safety bastions, the corner office, prestigious degree, lifetime job, have lost their guarantees. The new safety zone exists in previously uncomfortable territory, where creative disruption happens, innovation disrupts, and constant reinvention is the norm. The industrial age promised safety through productivity and efficiency, but as that system contracts, playing it safe, following rules, avoiding risks, maintaining status quo, no longer generates growth. The gatekeepers will always find someone more compliant. The industrial age promised safety through productivity and efficiency, but as that system contracts, playing it safe, following rules, avoiding risks, maintaining status quo, no longer generates growth. The gatekeepers will always find someone more compliant. The artist's pain comes from possibility and risk-taking, creating something new, standing out, facing potential rejection. Once you stop feeling this creative tension, you forfeit your opportunity for meaningful impact. True courage isn't dramatic gestures. It's speaking truth when silence is easier, challenging accepted wisdom, presenting unfinished work, admitting uncertainty, risking vulnerability every single day. The gatekeepers who once picked talent are gone. Waiting to be discovered is a myth. No one will pick you. Pick yourself. Before the music industry revolution, 98% of label-signed musicians failed. Today, a musician selling just 2 copies on iTunes makes more money than from a label selling an entire CD. More musicians now create more music, reach more people, and earn more money than ever before. Consider Sfera, who loves musical theater. She spends 98% of her time trying to be picked. Casting calls, headshots, rejection. What if she picked herself as an impresario and performed for alternative audiences? She'd unlock her ability to make an impact while exposing herself to judgment on her own terms. Entrepreneurs are 3 times more likely to have dyslexia, and many credit ADHD for their success. Not because these conditions provide advantages, but because people with these differences realized early they were less likely to be picked by traditional systems. Self-selection became their habit because they had little choice. The door to art and connection stands open. Start now. Physical labor is respected, but today's demand is for emotional labor, the frightening work of facing our shadows and doing what scares us. There are no shortcuts, which is precisely what makes it labor. Being interesting matters more than being perfect. There's an invisible line between, I'm an artist willing to face pain and make a ruckus, and hide me. Once you cross it, the only way forward is making more art. The economy changed, requiring us to move our comfort zones. Being a victim is optional. Taking responsibility for making a difference isn't. But don't expect applause. When your work depends on approval, it's no longer yours. There's a vast difference between shallow, instant applause and lasting connection. The purpose of art is to connect, not to be praised. If your audience doesn't connect, don't pander. Go deeper. Everyone is lonely. Your job is to connect them to ideas, to each other, to possibilities they hadn't imagined. That's the emotional labor that matters, and it's work only humans can do. We've been trained to seek certainty and play it safe. The industrial system conditioned us for compliance, but that system is dying. The connection economy addresses fundamental human needs for meaning, recognition, and authentic relationships. It embraces individuals and the weird rather than the normal. Art requires collision with the world. You can plan endlessly, but until your work touches someone, you haven't completed it. Most people avoid initiating because we've been trained to copy edit rather than design. The shortage of artists isn't about creative ability. It's about believing it's possible for you. The connection economy has destroyed the value of the status quo while creating opportunity for anyone brave enough to connect. Without expensive factories as barriers, anyone can make an offer. Though most art gets rejected, the cost of finding what connects is lower than ever. Physical labor doesn't scale, so laborers seek to do less. Connection artists embrace doing more because emotional labor scales dramatically. Ideas spread and people flock to meaningful work. The invitation to make art is precious. Make connections. Make a difference. Make a ruckus. You have permission. The question is whether you'll find the courage to fly higher than you've been taught is safe. Your moment is now. What will you create?